Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Well, it could be considered an updated version of Smokey and the Bandit. But the Coors beer has been replaced with hard drugs. The Utah Highway Patrol says it stopped several drug runners in southern Utah. They're calling these suicide shipments. Joining us live in the studio, KSL News Radio's Mark Juke. Why the designation suicide shipments?
Well, because they're taking a big risk here, and we're told that the risk and the rewards, they kind of weigh this and decide there's a benefit to this. Basically, it's putting the drugs in large quantities in the back of a vehicle, throwing it in, driving across the country without a whole lot of attempt to conceal it. A lot of times, you know, of course, they'll have these man-made compartments in special areas where they'll put the drugs.
Sure, the false bottom in the suitcase, right?
In this case, 370 pounds of meth found essentially in plastic bags and bales in the back of one vehicle, a small SUV, and then another one, about 20 pounds of meth found in a suitcase in the back of a car, both in southern Utah on I-15 this week, and another, by the way, another seizure, this one a little bit more concealed. Altogether, 50 pounds of meth, 370 pounds of marijuana.
I could imagine the troopers saying, well, what do we have here? I mean, are they surprised these drug runners aren't taking any precautions anymore?
Well, they say they see it every now and then, and because of the potentially millions of dollars, of course, these shipments can generate, you can find people willing to take that risk and ship it across the country. And really, they say, you know, anybody who would have pulled these people over should have been able to detect these drugs in at least two of these cases. And, you know, of course, they know they're trained to kind of go through a series of questions. And when their hackles are kind of raised up, then that's when they start looking a little closer. And that's where they found these drugs.